Today's Spotlight features Beatrice Schultz, who is an executive mentor providing tools and coaching to holistically develop life skills, focusing on entrepreneurship and job creation. Now, she trains companies to meet their diversity and inclusion objectives by implementing mentoring programs for leadership within organizations. A 2023 Mandela Washington Fellow alumni, she graduated with a leadership in business degree from the University of Notre Dame. In addition, she holds an honors degree in media with specializations in public relations and visual arts. She is the founder of Leadership Foundation, a platform that trains, supports and promotes female entrepreneurs. Like she likes to say, she is pro-women but not anti-men. She also serves as the organizer of TEDx Veneta Women, Namibia's inaugural TEDx Women event in almost 40 years of TED history. Now, Beatrice is joining us on the line. Beatrice, thank you so much for joining us.
Hello, hello. Thank you so much for having me.
Beatrice, I'm taking you, way back in time. Can you tell us what experiences or challenges in your early life shaped your career path and brought you where you are today?
You know, being a child of the diaspora has definitely been an experience that has been both challenging and amazing. Mm-hmm. I was born in Ghana. I grew up in Botswana, and I'm a Namibian citizen. And this has shaped my career because it taught me to embrace the differences in people, mm-hmm. seeking the goals in every single individual. I will say that it's probably why I work in the diversity inclusion, because I have learned that different people and different perspectives have a way of enhancing working environments and bringing fresh ideas to the table. Mm-hmm. It has driven me to hit platforms and to host platforms that give people the space to share their stories, to have space, safe spaces to grow, and to have community to thrive. Mm-hmm. And I think if you have a look at all that I do, that is basically the heart of it, giving people spaces to become who they want to be. Mm-hmm. And as a child of the diaspora, moving into a different country, experiencing different people, always being the new girl in class, with the importance of having community, mm-hmm. and having people that are around you that support you.
Now, can you share a pivotal moment in your career that significantly influenced your professional growth and your personal development?
Girl, where do I start? I have had different careers growing up. So I have many qualifications. I am a beauty therapist by profession. I have a degree in early child development. I have a degree in media, in fashion. I'm a qualified teacher as well. I'm a trauma healing facilitator. One of the biggest pivotal changes in my career was when I resigned as a teacher and I became an entrepreneur. Yeah. So this was 2016. I resigned as a teacher first in Windhoek, and then I relocated to Swakopmund. Mm-hmm. And then I started teaching in Swakopmund again, and then I resigned again. And really, I love teaching, yeah? And I love giving people the skills to create the life they want to have. And as a teacher, I saw firsthand the impact that parents had on the development and success of their children.
Yeah.
For example, I would have an A student whose grades would dramatically drop because their parents were going through a divorce in the year. Mm-hmm. I then decided to draw my attention to giving adults the tools to equip themselves in emotional intelligence and self-awareness, because the reality is that the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. And if we have hurting adults, we have hurting children.
Yeah.
With that, I looked at the heart of the challenge in Namibia specifically, whereby unfortunately most homes in Namibia are run by single mothers.
Yeah.
So I started my focus on giving women the skills to become economically stable.
Mm-hmm.
And I did this either through entrepreneurship or mentorship and career guidance to help them advance their careers.
Yeah.
Like you mentioned in my bio, I am pro-women but not anti-men.
Yes.
I do support. But I really realize, or have come to realize, that the more we give women the ability and the opportunity to better themselves, the healthier the children that we have in our society become.
Absolutely, and yes.
Then they become as adults as well.
Mm-hmm.
So really, that I must say was the pivotal change in my career. It was literally seeing this little person completely become a different child, mm-hmm. simply because of the impact that your parents had on this little baby girl.
Yeah. Now, who has been the most influential mentors or role models in your life?
I love this question because wow.
Your teacher, perhaps?
Definitely. I mean, there have been so many women that have had such a positive impact in my life, honestly.
Mm.
There's so many women that I look up to that have held my hand to become the woman I am today. Mm-hmm. Some were hard lessons, some were delightful experiences, but I'm so grateful for my amazing community. Yeah. And I would love to start with my mother, also known as Mama Beatrice. Mm-hmm. I am so honored that my father named me after her. She is a tenacious, spunky woman who raised 6 children, was married to my dad for over 40 years before he passed away, mm-hmm. and she ran a successful fashion house. I look like her, funny enough, and I often get and ask if I know the woman who used to sew in Dorado Park because I really look like her. I'm like copy and paste. And my mom really taught me that as a woman, the only limit you have is the one you give yourself.
Yeah.
She broke barriers with her trade. She was able to enter spaces with presidents and ministers mm-hmm. through her gifting. So my mom really taught me that it doesn't matter what you do, but if you do it excellently, it will open doors for you that no one can shut. Mm-hmm. Other role models in my life will be definitely my big sisters. I am the baby sister. Abena Tambrasku, Ama Yeboa, Agnes Yeboa, they have taught me so much and guided me through the biggest challenges. And I'm so, so grateful that they came before me in life because they have taught me to be fierce, mm-hmm. but at the same time to be soft. They've taught me to be assertive and to go for what I want and to never forget who I am. Mm-hmm. Think of them as my Mufasas, you know?
Yeah.
And they are professors in my life. And then also definitely a role model that I am so grateful for meeting is Njeri Mwangi, a very dear friend of mine. She taught me to live authentically and to be true to my work and my purpose. Mm-hmm. She was the first person to tell me that I have a gift of exhortation and encouraging people. And she really gave me the steps to hone those skills and to not be, you know, to not shy away. Because I always thought, I mean, it's a very simple thing to encourage your support, but she said to me, no friend, this is a gift.
Yeah.
And if you hone this gift, it will open doors for you mm-hmm. in spaces that you never knew possible.
Mm-hmm.
Other role models in my life include Lauren Dallas and Serena Besadenhout, the founders of Future Females, an organization I had the honor of being a part of.
Mm-hmm.
They taught me that being a force for good does not mean that you go broke by giving everything to everyone. And that was my biggest challenge, Maggie. Mm-hmm. I am the person, I would take the dress off my back and give it to you because I want to see you succeed.
Mm-hmm.
Lauren and Serena taught me how to do profit for purpose, how to create sustainable initiatives that continuously bring in funds so that you are able to continue to be the force for good.
Yeah.
And then I have women like Sabina Kuhn and Samantha Wilkins for teaching me the value in excellence. I'm so grateful that I had the opportunity to work with them. Those women are phenomenal. I had one of the most life-changing conversations with Sabina. You know, she worded how I felt about empowerment so perfectly. She said to me that telling women that, you know, you want to empower them is basically telling them that these women have no power of their own.
Mm.
And I was like, oh my gosh, this is so true.
Yeah.
So that conversation changed my approach completely and changed my wording completely and helped me build a whole business model and to help me to look at how I was giving women the tools to create their lives from a completely new perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually allowed me to focus on giving women platforms and skills instead of thinking I'm giving you empowerment.
Yeah.
That would be wow for me, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, my business partner, Marcela Rita, she's an amazing role model of excellence and resilience. And my mentee, Namafu Amutse, is someone that constantly encourages me to better myself and to reach for excellence and to keep going. She's such an excellent and determined young woman. I know she's my mentee, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, I love so much from that little lady, and I'm so grateful for her having her in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we have women like Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie. My favorite TED talk by her is "The Danger of the Single Story,"
mm-hmm.
and I must say that is one of the reasons why I started hosting TED talks, because many a times, because we only hear one side of the story,
yeah.
we make assumptions and imaginations about that person
mm-hmm.
or that situation or that country. It really encouraged me to hear all sides of the story.
Yeah.
Yes. And my Mandela Washington Fellowship sisters,
mm-hmm.
wow,
mm-hmm.
they do such phenomenal work stretching from Ivory Coast, Senegal, all the way down to Zambia, Zimbabwe. These women are absolutely great. So really, Maggie, I am so honored to have amazing role models in my life who constantly encourage and some mentor and really take my hand to become the woman that I am today.
Yeah. And then what personal values or principles have guided your decisions and actions throughout your journey, both professionally and personally?
I would definitely have to say my top three values are integrity, mm-hmm. transparency, and honesty. Yeah. When I talk about my values, I often mention integrity and honesty and transparency because they guide everything I do. That is the foundation of who I am, is the core of who I am. Mm-hmm. For me, integrity is about always doing the right thing, even when nobody is watching. It's about sticking to my principles and staying true to what I believe in, no matter what challenges come my way. And girl, I have been tried. Listen, just let's do this project together.
Yeah.
I will give me a cutback. It's lacking. And you're like, Jesus, huh? Help me because I need this cash.
Yeah.
And integrity has helped me to always stay true and to never, ever, ever deviate in paths whereby, you know, giving people kickbacks or, you know, this nepotism culture that we have because I know you, I'm going to give you the situation. But to really go in knowing that at the end of the day, there is a possibility that I will fail and I'll not be selected, but I'm going to be true to what I'm doing.
Exactly.
Yes. And then honesty. Honesty is really about being truthful in my words and actions. It's important for me that what I say reflects the truth and that people can trust that I'm being sincere with them.
Yeah.
It's the foundation of trust. And I believe that without honesty, relationships and leaderships cannot thrive.
Absolutely.
And then transparency, you know, transparency takes honesty to another step further. And for me, I really had to sit down and break down the differences in these words. Being honest is when somebody asks you, Maggie, did you take the $10? And it's like, yes, I did. But being transparent is saying, I took the $10 even before they asked you, right?
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's not just about telling the truth, but it's about being willing to share information and keeping others in the loop all the time. And this is so important when you're you see. So this kind of openness builds even deeper trust, and it helps to create an environment when everybody feels included and respected, because that is very important for me. I'm really passionate about forging relationships and community. And in order to do that, you need to build trust. So me, these three core values are really what guide me when I do all my work.
Yeah. Now, how have your personal experiences influenced your approach to leadership or your role in the industry that you are in today?
So as you know, I am a consultant and a trainer.
Mm-hmm.
And the main thing I train on, funny enough, is leadership.
Yeah.
Leadership, self-awareness, and emotion intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the biggest learnings that I have had that has impacted my approach in this industry is to take the time to know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
It's to try different things and learn what I don't like and learn what I do like. It's also having honest conversations with myself and always bearing in mind that people treat me based on their lived experiences, not on mine,
mm-hmm.
right? Many a times we feel like, why is this person treating me this way? Why are they saying this to me? And the reason why they're doing that is because they're doing it through their reality and their lived experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And we're receiving it through our reality and our lived experiences.
Yeah.
So when something, they filter it through what they have been through, right? So my biggest learning is to remember that people are complex.
Mm.
So to always let love lead, to speak slowly, and to be eager to listen.
Mm-hmm.
Always and always remember and understand that people are fighting silent battles. So give them the grace and listen to understand and not to reply.
Absolutely. And then what obstacles have you faced in your journey and how did overcoming them contribute to your success and personal growth?
That is like asking me, how do I make it through each day?
Yes. How's it like in the life of Beatrice Schultz?
The obstacles are coming left, right, and center. Being an entrepreneur is not for the faint-hearted, eh?
It's not.
I have lost deals. clients and opportunities. Mm. I've had my ideas stolen by others. Mm. I've lost money. I've made bad investments. I've made bad partnerships and agreements. Sure, the list can go on.
And so how did you overcome them?
So how I overcame them was really looking at them as a learning experience, yeah, right? Yeah. It was looking at the lesson in each situation and being cognizant to pivot from it and not allow it to drag me down, right? Yeah, yeah. So it was really looking at the situation like, okay, I made this partnership agreement with this person that I thought was absolutely brilliant. Mm-hmm. But in the end, this person went behind my back to try and steal my clients.
Yeah.
So what did I have to do? I had to let it go. And then through that learning, now when I sign a partnership agreement with other people, I make sure that those fine details are incorporated within the partnership agreement so that I do not make that same mistake twice.
Yeah, yeah.
And looking back, I'm so grateful for each experience, honestly, truly, because it has brought me to where I am today and it has made me the woman I am today, to be more cognizant, to be more patient, mm-hmm. you know, to like one thing I learned really in all of this is to be slow to hire and to be quick to fire.
Oh, yes.
If it doesn't fit in your team, don't try and force it.
Yes.
Because team dynamics are so important because they either make or break your organization. Mm. So take your time to see who you will allow on board with you, because those are the people that are going to walk with you to take you further in mm-hmm. your journey.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Like they say, lead with a soft heart but a tough mind.
That's it right there. A soft heart and a
tough mind. Now, Beatrice, what advice would you give to your younger self or to someone starting out in your field?
Wow, you know, this question makes me smile because my younger self was a really quirky little lady. So to my younger self, I would tell her that, you know, it's okay to be different.
Yeah.
Differences that make us spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
We live in a world with social media where everybody wants to look a specific way. Everybody wants to live that life that looks glamorous. And I'm so happy that I grew up in a sheltered household.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have access to such things because the kids these days go through the most.
Yeah.
Really embrace your differences, hone them, because those are your unique gifts. And that is what will make you stand out. And that is what will make your story different. Yeah.
Exactly.
And then to someone starting in my field, I would tell them, baby girl, young man, it's okay to fail. Mm. No? It's okay to be rejected. Fail fast and fail forward.
Oh, I love that.
What is meant for you will always come to you, right? So stay ready. Stay ready. Always be ready. Now, make sure that your profile is up to date. Make sure that your trainings are up to date. Make sure that you are learning the new things within your industry. Mm-hmm. So if you're a consultant in engineering, learn the new things, invest in journals, yeah, academic journals.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that you are well read within your industry. That's what I mean by stay ready. Be integral in all that you do. Ladies and gentlemen, I cannot stress this enough. It is so easy to make quick money, but you will destroy your reputation.
Mm-hmm.
Going the quick way, doing quick deals, at the end of the day will lead to a dead end because you will destroy relationships with people along the way.
Mm-hmm.
So be integral in all that you do and focus on building relationships and not on making money. Mm-hmm. Money will come. And lastly, take heart. A blessing delayed is not a blessing denied. Your time will come to shine. It really will.